Yeah. If your brain was a knee, it would be double jointed. Let's just say that. Cool, guys. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed.
This is the second best show on planet Earth.
Facts.
You're here with your boys, J Money.
Philo Twigs.
And I have a confession to make.
Interesting.
It's not a confession. It's just like... So obviously, question of the week.
Yeah.
What was the title again?
The question of the week is, what petty revenge are you proud of?
Petty revenge are you most proud of? I have only come here today with... four.
Okay.
Technically three, because one's a two-parter.
Okay.
It really made me uncomfortable. I don't know how you felt taking the answers down today.
Okay.
It made me uncomfortable.
Okay.
These were really petty revenges.
Go on.
And people got hurt.
Mm.
And people were proud.
I feel like because you get the answers from Twitter.
And you get
there's
my G.
There's more context on the Twitter. There's a lot more to say.
Yeah, there's a lot more
to say. Yeah, there's a lot more dialogue. Whereas mine is a short and snappy
and also, I'm seeing the back and forth.
Oh.
So when I'm reading it, people are giving their answer. Yeah. This is the pettiest reason I was revengeful or whatever, and this will happen. And people will be like, stop.
Yeah.
Stop this. And then they'll carry on.
No.
And be like, fuck you. Carry on, carry on. And I'm reading it like, oh, shit. Like this, I'm not proud to read this out.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, Twitter's a dark place for it.
It is a dark place. Interesting. So
this question made me uncomfortable.
Interesting.
So I took a few and I was like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Okay, I'll-
Some of it wasn't even revenge.
I was just-
Some of it was just- Just hurting
Shaking
people.
A twist.
Yeah, someone's just hurting people.
Interesting.
One guy said, "Oh, me and my friends were laughing about basically one of his boys was seeing a girl, and they made a joke beforehand, like, oh, how would you feel if by the end of the night your girl, like, we found out your girl fancied me or whatever? And they all made a big laugh about it. Mm. And at the end of the night, he said he went up to Donnie and showed his phone and was like, whose number's that? And I was like, that's not even revenge. That's just cruel.
Friendship group.
Yeah. In the friendship group. I was like, that's not revenge, big man. That's just cold.
Yeah, and they willingly type that.
They
type
that out, bro.
Their avatar on
the
screen.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, I can't promo. I mean, I promoed that just now. Right? I can't promo this in good conscience. So I've got a few.
All right. I'll read off a few, and then when you're ready to jump, because you say you've got like three or four. Right. What's the most petty revenge you are proud of? I fucked his barber. Do you know the politics?
Mate, that my barber can't fuck my girl.
Brethren.
And then take my head into his hands again.
Brethren.
Never.
Brethren.
Barber is the one.
That's
really in there. You're fucking up everything.
So
you're fucking
much.
Up everything. Now I have to go shopping. Thanks. I have to go shopping for barbers because of what you've done. Yeah, well played.
Right.
Well played.
I'd purposely let my ex blow up my phone when he fucked up just to scare him a little bit.
That would test me.
Yeah, that would work.
That would work 100%.
Yeah, that would work
100%.
Fair play to that one.
All right, let me jump in.
Yeah, jump in.
I was friends with a girl through elementary and middle school.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, she had a new image and said she wanted better friends.
Mm-hmm.
So she stopped hanging out with me.
Mm-hmm.
A year later, I fucked around with her boyfriend till he broke up with her. In class, she was crying and asking me why. I gladly said he found better.
This is,
bro.
And it's not like the initial separation between friendship groups was the fault of the brethren. She just said, I've got a new image. I want new friends.
Yeah.
Now you're coming back to destroy my relationship because
Well, to be fair, she said she wants better friends.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but she said, I want better friends.
But that's out of context.
Yeah.
Better friends.
Yeah, I want better friends. Well,
she could have been an arsehole, but her friends weren't the one backing her.
True.
So, see what I'm saying?
It could have been an incident.
It could have been an incident.
Yeah. I hear it.
That's peak. All right. My ex walked in on me fucking her older sister after I found out she entertained an enemy of mine.
This enemy chat will never stop being funny. She entertained an enemy of mine. So I banged her sister.
That's crazy talk. All right, I've got a heinous one.
All right, go on.
My best friend leaked my nudes. So I told her mum she did dad. So I told her mum she did coke on her dad's tombstone. Yeah. Yeah. Is that true? Or did she make that up?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I didn't follow up. I saw it and wrote it down.
I didn't follow up.
I saw it, went straight in my notes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Right. This one is similar. There's this girl, we didn't like her. Mm-hmm. Her nudes were leaked to the whole school through WhatsApp. So I put it as my WhatsApp status. Disappearing message didn't work this time, huh?
Damn.
That's not on. This is what I mean when I said it made me uncomfortable.
Damn.
Leaked nude stuff is really horrible.
Damn.
That's why I couldn't be a girl, bro. Because leaked nudes is bottom barrel it is horrible.
It is bottom barrel horrible. Bottom barrel horrible. There's the only saving grace / shining light is if she's just absolutely
yeah, she's
smashed.
A baddie. Yeah. She's a complete baddie.
And it's like, well, at least the world knows.
And then you see it like, Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, this wasn't for me.
Yeah,
but now I've seen it.
Jesus.
Props.
Yeah. And that's only a little bit of shining light.
Yeah.
You know?
It happens more to guys.
What?
That's like with a Drake leak.
Okay.
Because he had that heavy.
Yeah.
I didn't see a bad word about it.
Yeah, fair.
I didn't see a bad word about it. Yeah. That thing was danging.
What's this? Revenge?
The offense is committed if there is the intention to cause distress to the individual. Yeah. Who appears in the private sexual photograph or film, and if the disclosure is or would be made without the consent of the individual. Yeah, bro. Revenge porn is out of order, man. Do you remember there was that time where all the celebs were getting their news leaked?
Yeah,
Jennifer Lawrence had hers.
Yeah, this was all over Twitter at one point.
A-listers as well.
Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence, yeah.
I remember Jennifer Lawrence was. I was like, damn.
There was someone else.
Someone was mad creative with theirs. I can't remember who it was.
There was someone else. I can't remember who.
Mm.
But anyway, most petty revenge you are most proud of. My high school bully used to hit and steal every day from me. I put drugs in his bag and called the cops.
That one's fair.
That one is fair.
Yeah, that one actually seems fair.
That's real tit for tat.
Yeah, that one seems fair. Damn.
She cheated on me, so I proposed to her. At the wedding, I said I don't.
That's the petty is. The antithesis of that.
Yeah.
That's the most petty. You went through up to a wedding.
Just to say I don't.
Thing is, you look like a dickhead.
Yeah.
You dragged me all the way here so you can be like, I don't.
Yeah.
For me to be like, sorry, what? I said I don't. You cheater.
Like, nah. Why dragged everyone here for that? Nah.
cool. I've got a two-parter.
Okay, cool.
It's the last one I got. Right.
Cool.
My ex cheated on me and asked me what I needed to do to get past it so we could continue on with our relationship. I told him to I would need to sleep with his dad. His dad is dead. I started mocking him when he started crying. Part two.
Oh, God.
Years later,
yeah,
I was fishing one day when another fisherman came up to me, chatted me up, and he asked for my number. I gave him a number. I told him if my son answers, just to ask for me. The number I gave him was my ex's phone number. And the name I gave him was his mum's name. She has too passed away.
No. No.
Bro, that's the one when I was going through and the back and forth where all the replies were, stop this.
No.
And then her reply every time was, you don't know the half of it.
No.
And everyone was like, stop. It's too far.
No.
She said years later.
That's heinous. That's so
I started mocking him when he started crying about his dead dad.
That's not petty.
Bro.
That's not even the definition of what petty is.
That's just, that's the complete dark,
opposite dark of it.
That's Joker stuff.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts. Wow.
Some people just want to see the world burn. Facts. That's Joker stuff.
Yeah. Right. She removed all the labels and wrappers on the tin cans. This man sent me pictures of baked beans, peaches, and corned beef. He texted me saying, I'm scared to open the next can. All I wanted was coconut milk.
Oh my God. That's hell. That's actually hell. Wow. Okay, fair play. That's hilarious.
Oh my God. I cracked eggs in my mum's boyfriend's new Timberland boots because she was upset that he was flirting with other people.
Okay. All right, fair.
I slashed his tires when he called me Emily. My name is Mia. A slashing of a tire is such a female go-to.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
But
it
it's
is.
Also like, do you know how much tires cost?
They cost. How many did you slash? Because, yeah, if you're driving a vehicle, you don't want to know. That's going to set you back.
Oh, yeah, my livid. God. I told my boss's wife he was cheating on her when he denied my holiday request.
Okay, what are we doing? You best be ready to throw hands.
Factual.
Be ready to throw hands.
Last one.
Cool.
I released ants and cockroaches to the targeted house.
That's insane. Cockroaches can't happen.
Yeah.
No, you can't implant cockroaches in my house.
I released them to the targeted house, yeah.
All right, bet.
The cockroaches were sending
me. Interesting. People get vengeful, man.
Vengeful and creative.
I don't think I've ever committed revenge in my life.
I'm not that type of person anyway, so I don't necessarily think I have. Nothing, especially nothing this heinous, but nothing comes to mind. So I'm going to hold my hands and say, I don't think I've ever done it
before. I don't think I have.
Yeah. I'm not that kind of person.
Cool. It's that time, no?
It is that time.
Back to school?
It is.
Exciting.
Right, guys, back to school. If you don't know how to play, basically, I asked my fellow compadres questions, key stage 3 questions, age between 11 and 14. It could be geography, it could be maths, it could be English, it could be science. And then we score it best out of 5. Make sure you guys are playing at home. And if you are watching, listening, please comment your answers below. First question. Everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
Spell maneuver.
Maneuver.
Cool. Question number 2. In which continent would you find the country Guyana? Cool. Question number 3. Animals that eat both plants and meat are called what? Simplify the ratio, 15 by 25. Final question. Which hormone helps control your blood's sugar? Looked? All right, we know what to do. Let's swap some boards and let's get some answers. Question 1, spell maneuver. M-A-N-O-E-U-V-R-E.
I was kind.
Very close.
M-A-N-O-E-U-V-R-E. Question number 2. In which continent would you find the country Guyana? The answer is South America. Right, question number 3. Animals that eat both plants and meat are called what? The answer is omnivores. Question number 4. Simplify the ratio 15 by 25. The answer is 3 by 5. And last but not least, which hormone helps control your body's blood sugar? The answer is insulin.
Cool, man. That maneuver's a dangerous word.
Yeah,
wow,
crazy
word.
It is a dangerous word.
Yeah, it's actually, damn. Yes. I couldn't do it now that you've said it. I couldn't. If you asked me to do it right now, I wouldn't get it right.
I forgot it.
M-A-N-O-E, you said?
You tell me.
U-V-R-E?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
There you go.
I missed out the E. I think I got everything else right.
You missed out the E.
Fair play. So let's read out some scores, please.
Rem got 2 out of 5.
Cool. Ellis?
James got 4 out of 5.
Which one did you get wrong? Or which one did he get wrong?
Maneuver.
Maneuver. Oh, yeah, obviously yeah. You just said so.
Ellis got 9 out of 5.
Let's go.
Fair.
And there he's back to school.
Do you want me to do the thing or? I shouldn't do it today.
What thing? Don't do it, actually. The thing. Don't. The penny dropped, please. Please.
I won't do it, man. Humble in victory, humble in defeat.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out if I am.
We will find
out. Yeah, eventually, maybe we'll find out.
Oh, God. Next week. That was back to school, guys.
Okay, so we're next week. Yeah, next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Rem and Ellis will be reading the questions, and Fuhad and I will go toe to toe to see who's actually the real king of back to school.
Okay.
Cool. I'm terrified.
Okay.
Let's do 10 questions, yeah?
Yeah,
I'm down for that.
Sounds good.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrified.
I'm down for that. So am I, to be fair.
Mm.
So am I. But when you read them out, the week you read them out, you understood the power.
You
understood
I was like, who's getting that wrong? Fact. When I say I nearly forgot omnivore, the pressure changes you. The pressure changes you.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Wow. Okay. Okay, guys, it is time for the weekly Whoop update. If you are wondering, what's Whoop? What's the weekly update? Because I'm new here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your fault. So, this drawing right here.
These bezels.
It's not a Patek Philippe.
It's not.
It looks like it, but it's not.
It's not an Audemars. It's not an Audemars.
It's not a Rolly. It's a Whoop, okay? So a Whoop is a wearable fitness coach, and we've been wearing this for a while now. And every week we check in on our strain, which is how much physical strain, mental strain, emotional strain we've done throughout the week. Our recovery, which is how well we're able to recover day after day, and as well as our sleep. So we've done this. We've opened this up to community. So we have the S&G 12-week challenge. So by the end of the 12 weeks, everyone is going to look snatched and sexy and just overall better.
Facts.
Right. So one thing I will say before we get started is, let me lick my lips.
You licked them, boy.
Yeah, I licked them. I licked them from side to side. Yeah. I wanted to get the whole mouth. Pause.
Oh,
not going to lie to you, man.
Well, go on.
Daddy caught a glimpse in the mirror the other day.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Snatched. All right, say less.
Fam?
Okay, good.
Shoulders were shouldering.
Yeah.
And the waist was...
slimming.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lemon drop.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Sour.
Okay. Yeah.
Succulent.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we like to hear.
I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I caught it. Yeah. Obviously the last one, huh?
Yeah.
Obviously I was relaxed.
Was it one of the ones you walked past the mirror and caught it, or you
intentionally
went to the mirror?
So let me explain it, because it's icky, but it is what it is.
Okay. Bet.
I wasn't ass naked.
Okay.
But daddy was nearly there.
Okay.
I had my sleepy time shorts on. Mm-hmm. It was first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Always the best time to check yourself.
Yeah, I was well rested, well recovered. Mm-hmm. Obviously went into my bathroom. Ensuite, obviously.
Standard,
I went into the ensuite, opened up the shower.
Yeah.
It's big.
Yeah.
So I had space.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to get in it to turn it on. Yeah, you know how it gets. Anyway, turn on the shower. When that's heating up, didn't take long.
Yeah.
When that's heating up.
Because the pressure is amazing.
Because I keep the hot water on always.
Yeah.
Anyway, so as that's heating up, I turned and faced the mirror.
Yeah.
And it was, the shoulders went gah.
Yeah.
And the chest went gah. No, because I saw myself side on first.
Okay.
And my breasts were like this. Mm. And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. Turned face on and it went skada, bada.
Yeah.
And I was like, rah. So then obviously as the eyelands made it past this
the titty bit,
obviously my lats had to go like that.
Yeah,
I just had to test
see,
it. I had to stretch my ribcage just a little bit to see what's really going on. Mm. I went like that and I was like, damn, that is sharpening up.
Gang, what we like to hear.
Sharpening up.
We like to hear.
And her arms were looking bulky as well.
What we like to hear.
Because last week, I trained.
Good.
I trained. Now I know for the last few weeks, I've tried my hardest to get, because a few weeks ago I had an average of 10.6 and every of strain, and I've tried every week since then to try and get it back.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, for me, typically, because my recovery is typically good, it's hard for me to get my strain up.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I get a session done and I get like a 10 strain, like I've done some stuff. Mm-hmm. So obviously last week we had a really, really busy week work-wise. So I could only train, I couldn't train Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So I trained Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. When I say I trained so hard, I ran out of shit to do.
Oh, mad.
So I had to hit, in the space between Thursday and Sunday, I hit legs twice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
And I went for it.
Nice.
Every day, went for it. I was so sore.
Nice.
I did so much cardio. I was like, I was sweating through everything, bruv. It was a good week for training.
Good.
Like, sore, bro.
Good.
Did I hit the 10.6? No, I didn't. Because obviously, for the other 3 days, for example, the way I did the math anyway, and I already knew I wasn't going to be able to do it because I'd already done the math. So because my previous 3 days, I hadn't trained. So my average strain for the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday was literally like 3. Mm. In order for me to average 10.6 for the next following days, I would have had to hit something stupid like 17 every day.
Mm, impossible.
And I was like, oh, it's not going to happen, but I can try my best. Mm. So I made sure that at least on those training days, I hit above 10.6 every day. Mm-hmm. I averaged like 13 every other day. And it was good, bro.
Good.
It was good. So I'm going to keep going this week.
Good.
I can train on Wednesday this week. Mm-hmm. So it's another opportunity for me to break that 10.6.
Yep.
I'm confident next week I would have broken that 10.6 barrier. Good. I'm really excited.
Good.
It was good. So that's my update.
Good, good, good.
Yours?
I didn't have the best week training. I'm not going to lie to you. I trained once last week. Mm. Only the once. But the session I did have was really good.
Okay.
I trained back. I did back, biceps, and abs.
Nice.
But what I would say, which was a huge positive for me, was when I trained abs this time, you know the ones where you hold legs and you do like this side to side to side, back and forth? The first set of that I did, I was the best set I've ever done in my life.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so I could have gone longer, but I intentionally stopped so I can get a good second set. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I after
sounds
the first
like my Tuesday night.
After the first set, I wasn't in pain. I wasn't breathing heavy. I was like, oh, my abs are really kicking in.
Yeah, strong.
They're really, really. I'm a lot stronger. You know when you feel skinny?
Yeah.
So you know when you feel skinny?
Legend. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I intentionally caught a glimpse of myself today in the toilet.
Snap.
In the studio.
This toilet.
This toilet here.
Yeah.
I just lifted up. A quick raise. A quick pull down.
I was like, yeah. Pulled on the boxer line.
Just a little
just
bit.
Just to see that cum guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. What 50 said. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. And it was juicy.
Yeah, right, bet.
It was juicy.
We're getting there.
We are really getting there.
So we're fucking getting
this
there.
This week, I'm training this week. I'm training
Wednesday,
this
Thursday,
week.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm hitting it.
I need 5 this week to make up for all the bullshit I didn't do last week. I need, you man, keep me fucking accountable.
Yeah, I will.
I need 5 this week.
I'm going to send you messages in the gym.
Yeah, cool. That's what I need.
I'm going to send you messages
in the
gym.
Remsky, please, as well. Keep me accountable. Ellis, accountable. Ananya, accountable. Yeah? Or 5. I want 5 this week.
Bet.
Yeah.
All right. So to shine some light.
Yes.
One thing I will say, strain. Rebecca's gone clear.
Yeah. So far gone.
I will say, I set a challenge to everyone to put Kyle in this place. And he stepped up. Mm. Kyle's dropped down to 11th. He was top 3 since we started this.
Snap.
He dropped down to 11th. So the caliber, people are cooking now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People are cooking now. So I'm loving to see it.
CJ at number 7, the workout was high stress work.
Yeah, I saw that.
Crazy.
I don't know what to say about that.
That's crazy. Yeah,
I literally, I saw that and I was like, damn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So everything's going well. Everything good, everything pure.
So yeah, you said Rebecca first, Kai second, and then Ruth.
Ruth,
third,
yeah. Ruben made an appearance last week as well. Mm. So consistent, very, very nice. Mm. Vinny in there with the volleyball.
Sick.
Yeah, I'm gassed for that. And then we go over to recovery.
Yep.
My recovery is not that great this week. Average 64%.
Average 59%.
I had a couple bad days.
Mm.
A couple bad days.
Fair. Same.
But yeah. Mm. Let's move on. So no.
But do some like, today, two, three,
Isaac, props. Mm-hmm. Faye, props. Daquan. Get that name out of here, but props.
Say less.
And then Faye, number 1 for
sleep.
For sleep as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Faye with the sleep and recovery, someone's got their magnesium.
Yeah.
Someone's supplementing correctly.
Yeah.
Someone's supplementing correctly.
Yeah.
Pamela, number 2, well done. Diddy, hey, all right. Man, let's move on. Oh god.
What was your average
sleep?
Yeah, for the week.
Oh, sorry. let me get back to it. I've come off it now.
Mine was 68%.
Okay.
Average of 6.5 hours. Well, 6 hours 35 minutes. But I placed 1,479th.
Damn.
Yeah.
My average sleep was actually pretty good this week. 80%.
Oh, gang. Well,
yeah.
Played.
Average sleep was 80%. Well, 799th. Right. So yeah, we're doing well, guys.
We are doing well.
This Whoop Challenge has been really, really, really fun. Mm. So far, we've got 2,600 people in the weekly challenge, and it's really, really good. It's always, the chat's always popping. Everyone's mm-hmm. really super, super accountable, super helpful. So if you want to get involved, it's not too late. Like I said, it's a week by week by week. And yeah, go to join.whoop.com/SNG. That is join.whoop.com/SNG. Grab your Whoop today and you get 30 days risk-free with zero commitment. If you don't like it, you will. If you don't, you can send it back. No hassle, no stress. So yeah, jump on and let's get snatched.
Let's go.
Right, so I have a little thing. I'm going to need Rem's help for this one today.
Okay.
So I have, it's early days, you man, so bear with me because I know everyone's deep in the cut. For me, it's early days. I did, in fact, start Married at First Sight. Yes!
Okay.
I know people have been hassling me to chat about it.
Okay.
And I put it off.
Okay.
But I have started. I'm only like 4 reps in.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what I've been missing.
Yeah.
I know what I've been missing.
Okay.
Rem, pull up the cast for me and I'll give you what I can.
Okay.
Awesome. I missed the first episode. So there's a couple couples I don't really know much about.
Yeah.
So I'll give you what I've got. So I'll start with Andrea. So nice and easy to start with. Andrea, she's like 50. Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie, she's kind of bad for a 50-year-old, you know?
Yeah, bless her.
Her daughter is her twin, and she's 51, and she's married a 62-year-old motivational speaker.
Okay.
From what I've seen, they're loved up.
Okay.
Everything's calm. I can't remember, Rem, do you remember his name?
Richard.
So yeah, from what I've seen so far, I'm sure there's gossip to be had. Mm. From what I've seen so far, oh, Rem's looking at me naughty. From what I've seen so far, we're off to humble beginnings.
Yeah.
So she loves him, he loves her. Mm-hmm. They're the oldest couple that Mavs has ever had.
Mm-hmm.
They got married. He's into motorcycles, she's into motorcycles. They've got kids that are similar ages. Mm-hmm. His daughter is gorgeous, by the way.
His daughter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything's calm.
Cool.
Yeah, that's all I have to say about them for now. Yeah, that's him. There he is. Richard. Yeah. That's handsome guy, like yeah, nice guy. He's clearly got a bit of money because he works as a motivational speaker. Everything's blessed. Mm. Everything's calm. Yeah. She's a sweetheart from what I've seen.
Yeah.
So Cassandra, I can't remember her man's name. If you scroll down, is he next? Yeah. Yes.
Tristan.
So Tristan and Cassandra, interracial couple, which I thought was nice.
Mm-hmm.
She's adorable from what I've seen. Again, yeah. I haven't seen much of her and him. He's a nervous yacht. Nervous
with / towards her, or nervous in general as a human being?
I don't know, in general towards a human being, but towards her, where we're at right now, he was like, can I give you a kiss? He was one of them. He was very much like, they went out for dinner or whatever. He's like, can I, oh gosh, I'm so nervous. Can I, please?
He's got a bad past. He's got a past of being fat shamed.
Oh God. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He was shocked. And she giggled like, of course.
Okay.
She's gassed of him.
Okay.
And it's nice because he's punching.
Okay.
You see them together as well? He's punching. Mm. And she's gassed off him. It's really cute.
Okay.
This is where I'm at.
Mm.
I don't know how it's gonna develop.
Yeah,
but so far, really sweet couple.
Okay.
They're super nice. The way they've done this is perfect.
Because
we're starting humble.
Yeah.
Eden, okay, this is this couple. Jaden and Eden, right? So let's start with Jaden. He's got the more compelling story, I guess. So Jaden is the brother of a previous groom. And his brother was not good. When I say his brother wanted cheeks and nothing else.
From season 10?
This is 2 seasons ago.
Okay.
His brother was up in a clapping his wife daily. They were banging from jump daily. banging.
He knew what he wanted.
Yeah.
He didn't want married.
What did Bryson say? Come like flock of ad libs. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, yeah, his brother was in there cooking, Tom.
Damn.
And then when she got serious with it, they were like locked in. Mm. But the brother was only locked in as long as it was concerning cheeks. As soon as she wanted to get emotional, bro was just like, stop. Like, it's all too serious. She's like, big man, we're married. Yeah, we're married. This is the thing. And he's like, it's just too much, babe. Mm. Like, stop. And then ultimately he was like, we can't be together because like you want something. Mm. I'm not there with you. Because it got into the cause they live on two different sides of Australia.
Okay.
So it was entertaining the conversation of like, would you move for me? And she was like, yeah, I would move for you. Like 100%. Mm. Quit my job, leave my friends, leave my family, I'll move for you. He was like, gang. She was like, would you move for me? He was like, oh God, no. God, no, I'm not leaving my boys. You must be mad. She was like, say less. So anyway, the brother now, Jaden, he's a professional kickboxer.
Okay.
So it's interesting because he got cheated on before.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell his insecurities from the jump.
Mm.
One, he was insecure because he thought people would come in there and be like, oh, he's just a kickboxer. He's got no emotion. He's mm-hmm. like hard-headed.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid he's violent. All this kind of, he thinks everyone's got all the gal he reckons will have preconceived notions of him.
Mm.
And he's like, I'm a sweetheart. I promise you. I just want hugs. I want hugs and tickle my back. Mm. That's what I want. So he married Eden.
Yeah.
And from jump, he was like, you're Leng.
Mm.
But she was gassed off him. Mm. But again, his insecurities reached him immediately and was like, he ran to his brother's like, she's not feeling me, big man.
Mm.
These times he's chatting to his brother like, she's not feeling me. She's running around like, gang. That's a man. They hooked me up perfectly. Gang. Fuck. And then he's like, she's not feeling me, big man. I can tell when a girl's feeling me, she's not feeling me. And the brother's like, chill, bro, I think she's feeling you.
Mm.
So he had to confirm like, do you like me?
On the phone?
No, this is at their wedding.
Oh yeah, the brother was
there.
Yeah, the brother was at the wedding.
Yeah, so this is at the wedding.
Damn.
And he had to pull it to the side. Later on was like, I'm sorry, are you feeling me?
Wait, he asked her?
Yeah.
Well, the brother or Jaden asked her?
Jaden asked his wife.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay. Are you feeling me?
Mm.
And she was like,
I'm feeling
you. Yeah, big man, yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, get your kit off.
Yeah.
What's this chat?
Yeah.
So anyway, so they went over that. Mm. I've seen them go to the honeymoon. Everything's perfect.
Mm.
They come to the group dinner and everything's perfect. Everything's calm.
Okay.
So far, they're good.
Okay.
We're scrolling perfectly.
Okay.
They've done this intentionally. Ellie and who's her man again?
Ben.
Okay, I know next to zero about this. So I've seen them get married. Good couple, good mm-hmm. match. He's an outdoors guy.
Mm-hmm.
She's an outdoors girl. They have very similar interests. They got married. Her brother, oh no, her cousin is not at the wedding. He looks out for her because basically she got cheated on like a week before her wedding in real life.
Oh.
Mm.
Not that it makes a difference between which wedding, but yeah, fuck me.
Her real life wedding, she was engaged. Real life, she said a week before they got married, the groom or her fiance went out, just didn't come home on a night out. Just didn't come home till like 10, 11 the next day. And he pulled up and was like, oh my bad. Yeah, I don't love you. Which hard in the whole thing. She's like, I bought the dress, I bought this, everything was ready to go. And he was like, oh, by the way, I've been clapping cheeks all night.
I'm surprised she's made it this far.
Mm.
Like, yeah, and her legs to work.
No, like, yeah. She, no, I'm made it this far in the sense that she's willing to do this again, you know?
Mm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, a week before, that's a soul destroyer.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about stairs. Oh, I was gonna say, that's why I asked if your legs to work, because, yeah, I would have been straight down the stairs.
Yeah, I know you would have.
No, yeah, me.
So would I, to be fair. So would I. But,
yeah, I'll backflip down the stairs. I've been out here clapping all night. I don't love you.
I don't love you.
A week before our wedding. Seppuku, that's me right there.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah, in the ocean.
Yeah. Seppuku, you'll see me commit. Wow. We'll get into that in a minute. So anyway, she's linked up with Donnie, but because of what's happened to her before, her cousin is overprotective.
Makes sense.
And it's so horrible. It's happened twice now. There has been two Married at First Sight, competitors. Contestants,
mm-hmm.
guys, in last season and then this season that have podcasts.
Okay.
And every time they'll say, well, so what do you do? He's like, oh, he's like a tour guide or something like that.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, and I also have a podcast on the side. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh my God. You're not serious. get serious with your life. And every time I read it, and even it's dread, because when I hear it,
yeah,
for some reason I'm not like, yeah, let's go. Yeah, I'm yeah. like, oh Christ, what do you mean you got a podcast, big man?
Okay.
Yeah, it's not it. Mm. So anyway, he was like, yeah, I'm a tour guy. I've got a podcast. And a cousin was like, how many subs you got? And he's like, not many, big man. Like, it's just like, it's a hobby.
Okay.
So the cousin was like, I'm pretty sure you're here for clout for your silly little podcast. So get serious with my cousin or fuck off. And he was like, big man, it's the wedding day. What are you doing? Mm. Like, chill.
Yeah,
I'm here for the right reasons. Facts. Why are you bringing up the podcast? It's facts. A hobby, I told you.
Facts.
So anyway, that was that. They seem fine so far.
Okay.
They seem fine so far.
Okay.
Cool. It's going back. Huh, this bitch. Right. Big man?
Yeah.
Lauren
mm.
is, from what I've seen so far,
yeah,
is a disaster artist.
Oh.
That's the only way I can explain it. Mm. So what I've seen is her wedding. Bro, let me give you the breakdown. What's her man called again?
Jono.
John. Yeah. So Jonathan, yeah? Mm. This guy's put together.
Okay.
Yeah. Put together, nice guy. He's basically runs a fitness business or something. Mm-hmm. He seems like a bit well off, like kept together, very rigorous. And he's basically like, the only reason I've not found love up until now is because I've put business first. And he has like, I can't remember her name, but he has a thing that he references as the one that got away. He said him and his boys all have this one girl that he had that was the one that got away. Mm. So he was like, I'm looking to replace that because she's what I think about and I need a new thing. So I'm ready now. I'm ready. He wasn't ready for this.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't ready. I'll tell you that for free. He wasn't ready for this.
Okay. He was not.
Yeah. So she pulled up. He's got a stepsister. Mm. Christian girl.
Mm.
Wholesome girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brought, come to the wedding now. She's a mess. Lauren's a mess.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. She, immediately after they got married, she's like, run me a drink yesterday. Like, give me a drink now. Which is understandable. Mm. You just married a stranger.
Yeah,
shit's intense.
Yeah.
She was twist up within 10 minutes.
Okay.
And she was just like, she said something, I think in the Hindu, because they go on a Hindu at a bachelor's night before.
Okay.
She said on the Hindu something like, I promise you, none of your husbands are safe. Your brother's not safe. Your dad's not safe. Anyone can get it. That's what she was on. And then a couple of the girls were like, chill.
Oh wait, so she was on a Hindu with all the other females.
All the other wives go on Hindus before and all the guys.
Oh.
So all the guys I've met before the show, all the gals I've met before the show, and then they all come together.
I see. Yeah,
so when she was out with the other wives, she was like, keep your husbands indoors, because this throat don't quit. Keep your dad indoors, keep your brother indoors. Anyone can get it.
Wow.
Yeah, and all the wives were like, yo.
Wow.
The fuck is this? So anyway, she was twist up at the wedding.
Yeah.
And his stepsister was not feeling it. Mm. She was wearing some cross. She had a low cut, not even a low cut dress. Mm. She had a dress up to here. She had a cross chain on. Mm-hmm. She said, said something crazy like Christ be with us or something like that. She was like, she said, look at Christ sitting on those perfect little tits. That's what she said. She said, look at Christ sitting on those perfect tits. Her sister said,
she came.
Clutch with
her pearls. Her pearls.
So yo. She ran to the camera and said, fuck this girl, man. She's not right for my brother.
This? Yeah. I can see it. Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus.
She said, what did you set him up with?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were lipsing.
Mm.
Lipsing on the wedding day. Both of them were a bit tipsy. Lipsing on the wedding day.
Okay.
And he's laughing. The sister's like, it's all fun and games now because you can tell there's sexual attraction and this is like, wait till he wakes up in the morning.
Mm.
This is not his wife because she's moving mad.
Okay.
So anyway, next morning it was dread because she was the one that was like, I know I was moving crazy last night and we were lips and this, lips and that. She was like, I feel like it's a first night stand. She was like, who's this Brett in my bed?
Mm-hmm.
And he was gassed off her still. And she was basically like, big man, you're too nice. Like, you need to cuss me out a little bit. You need to, like, let's have some banter. He's like, big man, you've known me for a day. And you're chatting about, I need to do this. You're trying to write me off from day one. Like, chill. I will cuss you out when I want to cuss you out.
Mm.
But fucking chill. So that's them two. Okay. I'm intrigued to see where that goes.
Okay.
Lucinda, oh God. Lucinda.
That's a horrible dress.
It's the worst.
That's a horrible dress. Wow.
So her man is called, sorry, scroll down.
Tim.
Tim, yeah?
Yep.
So Tim's a cool guy. He had an emotional breakthrough thanks to her on their honeymoon.
Okay.
So they got married. He's like a very blue collar, stand up, straight, like cool, like classic male archetype kind of guy.
Okay.
He's in his 40s, right?
Nope.
51. Jesus, oh, wow. He looked good for 51.
He does look good for 51.
So, yeah, he's 51. She's like 40 something, right?
43.
She is very, very like eclipse, stars,
astrology.
Yeah,
astrology.
Yeah, you've got to be one.
Sexual
kind of
opening and awakenings, yeah, okay, and connections and all this kind of, and like she speaks like this and everything has to be very expressive and
given tarot.
Yeah. Okay. She's one of them drones.
Okay.
So they had a little question thing on their honeymoon of like, do you find each other sexually attractive or whatever? And she was like, yeah.
Mm.
Like, I fancy you, and I'm waiting. You can tell she's waiting to get banged.
Mm.
He hit her up, was like, nah, big man.
Face to face.
Face to face. And was just like, I'm sorry, but nah. Like, and it hurts me to tell you this, because you're lovely, but just nah. And basically, she did something that was so adorable that if I was him, it would have given me a hard-on in the moment.
Okay.
Because you expect her to have a breakdown.
Yeah.
You can tell he's ready to do damage control. But he's like, I have to tell it how it is.
Yeah.
I can't lead her on.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to tell it, it is, and then I'll just deal with the consequences later.
Yeah.
He said it. You saw her digest it.
Mm.
She rubbed his cheek like that and was like, that's okay. These things take time. That's perfectly okay. She was rubbing his cheek. And I was like, damn, that's kind of sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She took it on the chin.
Yeah.
Fair.
100%. She fair. Held it.
Okay.
And she was like, and when you're ready, I'm here.
No.
I was like, hey, Lucy.
Okay, bro. Okay.
That's not what we're doing.
Yeah, she's
when you're ready, I'm here.
She's a gem.
Yeah, she's fair, lovely, man. Fair, she's fair. Real cool. So that's them.
Mm-hmm.
All good. Oh, God. Good God almighty. Natalie and fucking Collins.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. These men are setting the way. I'm just going to say this, yeah? Because the Australian show versus Australian show. Mm. The way they're setting my boy Collins up is like they're trying to transition him to Love on the Spectrum. The way they're editing this, John.
Yeah.
Is like he doesn't know what day it is.
Really?
And they're putting him on the spot and he's.
Yeah.
Nervous.
Oh,
super nervous.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, they've set each other up. He's never had a girlfriend in his life.
How old is he?
28. He's never had a girlfriend in his life. She was in a 7-year relationship that ended, and now she's obviously looking for love.
Mm-hmm.
She is unique.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. What I have to say. Natalie's unique.
Okay.
And she's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say she was, you can tell when she applied to the show, she was sold a certain dream.
Mm.
And she believed it 10. It's like she's never seen a season before.
Yeah.
And she believed it 10 toes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to match you up with the love of your life.
Okay.
And you, man, are going to fall in love immediately.
Mm.
So when they got to the wedding, she seen him and was like, he's gorgeous. He's that. Turns out they've got very similar interests.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's screaming like, no way. Gang, gang, gang. Everyone's happy. She's thinking, this is the most romantic day of my life.
Mm.
Like, they've landed me.
Mm.
And then she let her barriers down immediately and let all of her quirks out.
Mm-hmm.
And Donnie was like, this is a lot for me. So when they were doing the private interviews on the wedding day, he was like, she's cool, but I'm high energy. She's here.
Oh, rah.
And it's a lot.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's a lot for me. Like, okay. I've just met her. Like, it's just a lot. And then she's thinking, this is the best day of my life. But he's being polite. So after now, they've gone to the honeymoon and he's avoiding her at all costs. Because he's just not feeling her yet. He's just not feeling her. But when he's not feeling her, he's trying to keep it high energy.
Okay.
He's trying. Okay. But he's just not landing it correctly.
Okay.
She's crying her eyes out every day. Because she's like, the wedding was everything. She didn't know he was backstage being like, this is crazy.
Mm.
So she was like, the wedding was everything. Now we're here. It's like, man's chatting to me like we're brethren. Like, you're my husband. Like, we should be focused on getting intimate, all these things. He wants to go on quad bike rides in the sand dunes, where he's like, that's normal.
That is normal.
I don't know you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to connect with you with fun stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about you want to fuck and cuddle and kiss and stuff. I don't know you. Yeah. So she's just, she's crying nonstop. So I've just got to the first dinner and I'm seeing previews. So when I watch one tonight, I should see something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Something's gonna happen because when I was watching it halfway through the dinner, they stepped out.
Okay.
She won't stop crying. Yeah, it's just a disaster. The whole thing is a disaster. I'll be surprised if they make it far at all.
Yeah,
all
right.
So I'm intrigued. By that one. Next up, I saw a clip of her screaming earlier. Yeah. Wait, who's that man again?
Tim again.
Okay, cool. So she's Colombian, right?
Not sure.
She's Australian, but I'm sure they were spitting Spanish to each other.
Oh, swear.
On the wedding day. I'm pretty sure she's like Cuban, Colombian, or something like that.
Okay, fair.
Say her name. You've not said her name. You've not introduced her.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Or Sarah. Is it Sarah or Sarah?
I think it's Sarah.
Sarah. And yeah, Tim. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know much about these men.
She does give South American though.
Yeah. I don't know much about them. Everything I've seen is calm so far. Mm-hmm. Everything I've seen is calm, beyond calm. Mm-hmm. But when I, actually, no, it wasn't beyond calm. That's a lie. That's actually a lie.
Okay.
You just said you saw her screaming.
Yeah, no. Clip from next week, she was screaming.
Okay.
But I forgot on their honeymoon. Oh yeah, I'm not gonna lie, she's a bit.
Fam?
Yeah, she's a bit.
Yeah.
They were, I think something happened on their honeymoon. I can't remember, something happened on their honeymoon in a conversation and he was like, he could tell she was a bit
lucid.
Yeah. Yeah. If your brain was a knee, it'll be double jointed. Let's just say that. So anyway. Anyway, all I saw was on the honeymoon, they were having a little bit of discussion.
Yeah.
And he went to say, you just need to chill out. But he already knew, let me not even say that. Because he went, never mind. And then she was like, say it. And he was like, no, I promise it's not even that deep. It's not even worth it. And she was like, nah, fucking say it. Like, be a man and say it. And he was like, okay. He was like, all I was going to say is, you just need to like chill out a bit. She was like, swear, left. And I was like, oh, this is a recipe for disaster. I already know. But then they fucked that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. He banged her that night.
Yeah.
And she was loved up.
Okay.
But like I said, where I'm at, I've seen preview for next episode. She's screaming across the table.
At him.
So you know that meme with the blonde girl and she's like,
that one. And the cat is on the other side.
That's exactly what it looks like. That's exactly what it looks like.
She's screaming. Her bridges are drapes in her back. Man.
Tears. Yeah.
That's exactly what that looks like.
Oh,
for preview for next episode. Next week, I'll catch you up on what the fuck went down for that.
I have no idea what went on. That's
but yeah, all good. Okay, cool. Next couple. Tori and who's that man?
Oh, he looks like the other brother. I thought that.
Yeah, he looks like the kickboxer.
The kickboxer brother. Hmm. Yeah.
He's not.
Mm. Fam, this bro.
This guy, Jack's trouble.
Yeah. He's not here for the right reasons.
The wrongest of reasons.
The wrongest.
Yeah. He's a fucking what's his name? He's the new Harrison.
Bronte and Harrison.
Yeah. He's the new Harrison.
2.0.
He's Harrison 2.0, bro. Yeah.
They do this on purpose, obviously.
They really do. Yeah. He's got a gal on the outside. Apparently charged her like the day before he went on the show. Had a thing and then the gossips come out. Mm. So where I'm at right now, a gossip mag has just produced like, one of the grooms has got a ting, long-term relationship, charged her the day before, said he was working abroad. Mm. Said he's gonna go work abroad. Man was going on maths.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Really?
That's what he said.
Yeah, he said I'm working abroad. Yeah. Wow. So anyway, his name, Eden, her name is?
Yes.
Tori. Tori and Jack. Yeah, she's gassed off him.
Yeah.
She's like, you're my perfect man, bro. You don't understand. She was like, what do you think about me? Mm. And he was like, And he went into detail and was just like, I'm not gonna lie to you. Sometimes it takes a minute for me to like really feel it. He's like, I'm not, again, that's not the case every time. Sometimes, he's like, I've met a couple things within minutes, I knew what I wanted to do to them. Yeah, he's looking her in the eye, she's like, ah, yeah. And he's like, couple things? I took one look, I said, fuck.
Yum.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah.
And we went at it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen every time. And you just happen to fall
in that other bracket.
In the other bracket. And that's not a bad bracket. It's different. Mm. It's not a bad bracket. Mm. You're just in the takes a minute to cook bracket. Mm. But I've had some things. And man said, and he'll say stuff like, I'm an aggressive lover. That's what he says. I'm an aggressive lover. So if we had it, you'd know about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We just don't have it.
Mm.
But we might have it.
Mm.
But as soon as he got clocked out, clocked about Ting, he ran to the dinner party and was like, I love her so much, they couldn't have given me the better person.
Stop it.
I'm obsessed with her. She's the perfect wife.
Stop it.
So I'm waiting, but it hasn't all come out yet.
Okay.
Where I'm at, next episode, I know it's going to get saucy. All right. But he's trouble.
Okay.
He's fucking trouble.
Okay.
Gay couple, Michael. All I know from him, he was supposed to get married to one guy. The guy charged it.
This brother, Simon?
Oh yeah, it was Simon, wasn't it?
I've not even seen him once. I've seen his new partner.
Yeah, so Simon did the bachelor party and then dipped. Yeah, said, I'm not on it. Michael, so far I haven't seen Michael's new partner.
Okay,
cool. So he's just waiting in limbo to find out if someone wants to marry him, which I promise you I'll quit the show.
Facts!
I promise you right now, even though I know the reason he dropped has nothing to do with me because he's never seen me, you're not the guy, one of the doctors, one of the experts, sorry, came to his yard and was like, when they dramatized it, he was like, Michael, sit down. He went to his yard and was like, Michael, sit down. And Michael's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
He's like, I've got some fucking bad news. Michael's like, you can see Michael shake like that. Yeah. What's going on? And he was like, so I've just heard that your partner, the one you're supposed to marry, the one we matched you up with, he's gone AWOL. He said he doesn't want to marry you. He doesn't want to marry you.
Why do they do this?
Yeah, the expectation of the experiment, he's not built for it. He doesn't want to marry you, Michael. Mm. And Michael's just there like,
about to lose it. No,
say it's not so.
Yes.
Yeah. Say it's not so.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm sorry, mate. He doesn't want to marry you.
Yeah.
So he's charged it. He was like, don't worry. Me and the other experts, we're going to come together. We will find someone.
Mm-hmm.
Someone. The way you've been, someone will marry you. We just need to find them.
Nah, man.
And Michael's like, cool, I guess.
Nah.
So it could be a week, could be a month. Who fucking knows when they're going to find his new team? I would have been charged. I would have said, bro, take the cameras when you leave.
Yeah, facts.
You won't see me on here.
Facts.
But yeah, so I haven't seen anything apart from that. That's everyone.
That's everyone, yeah.
Okay, cool. So yeah, so far so good, you know?
Fair play.
Yeah, it's cooking. And the next episode I watch, I can tell it's going to get fucking kinky.
Okay.
So I'm very intrigued. I want to know what Sarah's screaming at. Mm-hmm. I want to know what happens with Jack. So yeah, and Natalie and Collins, I need to know if they make it.
Okay.
So it's so far so good.
Cool.
Right. Who am I?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
So let me give you guys the premise of how this one's going to work. Obviously, I know some of you like to use whiteboards or whatever. So get whatever you need to get while I explain this. So this week's Who Am I? I am an actor and actress. And what I'm going to do is talk you through my roles in the movies I've played by giving a brief example of the movie and the role I played and how they intertwine with one another. So I'll let you know when I'm going into the next movie, but sometimes it sounds like I'm talking about the same thing.
Okay.
Cool. At this point, you can stop me at any time to make a guess.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So, who am I? This guy killed my dad, so I made it my mission to get revenge. I pretended to work for him until my time finally came. That's the first one. Moving on. 3, 2, 1.
I know who it is. Oh, no. I'm lying. Sorry, continue. I had a feeling Continue. Because I'm going to say stuff and I'm going to be out. So it's
yeah. So yeah, remember, we're not doing any, I think it's this character from this. The name of the actor or actress.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
That's, yeah, continue.
All right, cool. And I'm going to do like 3 or 4 seconds in between movies
yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
someone Sick. To shout something. Mm-hmm. Moving on. Speaking of missions, my next job came, my next job was in Africa, getting my hands on one of the world's most valuable assets, and a lot of blood was spilt for me to do so. 3, 2, 1. By now, I've learned all about what it takes to keep a low profile and pretending to work for the bad guy. So this time, I've taken a job as an undercover cop trying to take down a mob boss, but there's a snitch on the inside making my job way harder than it needs to be. 4, 3.
I've got 2, 1.
If I say a name, am I out for the rest of the game?
No.
No. Denzel Washington. That's never been a thing, has it?
It's not Denzel Washington.
Okay.
Next. This time, I've fallen in love. I'm young, I'm dumb, and I feel on top of the world. And I know I make her feel the same way. She loves my art, she loves how I dance, and we go at it until the windows steam up. If we survive this, we're going to settle down and get a house on Revolutionary Road. 3.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's Leonardo DiCaprio.
I was going to say Daniel Craig. Fair.
Well done.
Yeah, that was...
Bond movies were screaming at me, but fair.
Very Leonardo nice. DiCaprio.
Which, can you say which movies that he has referenced for you to have got the answer?
I didn't write them down, so you'd have to start again. You have to read the first four again.
Well, yeah. If you run back through the sentences, can you then tell us which movies they are?
Mm. Who I was going to say in the first one wasn't even a person, was anime. It was when you said, he's killed my dad. And I work for him. It was my man from, what's his name? Thorfinn. That's the first person that came to mind.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called. Finland Saga. Yeah, okay. I thought it was Thorfinn. But yeah, sorry, continue.
So, yeah. I can go for the rest of the thing if you want. I've still got like five more, but we've already got it.
Go through the ones
that we did. Yeah. And you want to guess who it is? Yeah. So bro killed my dad, so I made it my mission to get revenge. I pretended to work for him until my time finally came. Do you know what that is?
No, again, because I thought Thorfinn.
Gangs of New York.
Okay, I don't think I've seen that movie.
I made sure to start off as like the niche ones.
Yeah.
So speaking of missions, my next job was in Africa, getting my hands on one of the world's most valuable assets, and a lot of blood was spilt for me to do so.
That's when I thought Blood Diamond. That's when I thought Leonardo DiCaprio, but then I thought, maybe not, let me chill.
Mm. Cool. I thought Blood Diamond, but I could only see, what's the black guy's name in there?
Digimon Honsu.
Yeah, I could only see his face. I wasn't thinking Leonardo.
Very nice. Mm. By now, I've learned about keeping a low profile and pretending to work for the bad guy. So I took a job as an undercover cop trying to take down a mob boss, but there's a snitch on the inside making my job way harder than it needs to be.
That's when I thought Denzel Washington, because I thought Inside Man.
Nah, The Departed.
Love that movie. Forgot that happened. Yeah. Love that movie. Forgot that happened.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a movie.
So this one here is 2-in-1. And I thought if anyone's going to guess it, it's just going to be the one that you're going to guess on.
Okay.
This is a 2-in-1 and it's a double entendre. I was so proud of myself. Mm. So listen up. This time I've fallen in love. I'm young and dumb and feeling on top of the world. And I know I make her feel the same way. She loves my art and the way I dance, and we go at it until the windows steam up. If we survive this, we're going to settle down and get a house on Revolutionary Road. So, Titanic?
Yeah, mm-hmm. For the first part, yeah.
It's the first one.
Inception.
So, young and dumb, she makes me feel on top of the world, and I make her feel the same way, on top of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if we survive this, the Titanic, we're going to get a house on Revolutionary Road. Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio also have a movie together called Revolutionary Road where they play husband and wife.
Sick.
I was doing gymnastics.
Yeah.
Nice.
So after that I had, if you guys didn't get it, I would have kept going, and we'll see if any of you men would have got it by now. So Life's Too Good. I Must Be Dreaming. Someone Pinch Me So I Can Wake Up. Or Maybe She's the Dream. Maybe None of This Is Real.
That's the Inception.
Yeah. Right.
There's only one way to find out. Speaking of dreams, I'm chasing one right now. The American Dream. I want to be rich, richer than God.
The three hour, I can't remember, what's the movie called?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. Well done. They want to throw me in jail for the way I've been acting, but I'm not going to let them. I'm too smart, I'm too quick. I need to keep the money flowing. So if they want me, they'll have to catch me.
Catch me if you can.
Mm. Very nice. Mm. Just like I catch them when they try and run from me. They're not people, they're property, and they belong to me, and I'll die before they make a fool out of me.
He's Candyland guy. What's his name?
Candyland. Django. Very nice. Django. Oh, okay. Yeah. Very good. Wow. Very good, Ellis.
What's his name?
Jeez.
I can't remember his name. Something Candy.
Calvin! Right? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Calvin.
And then finally, I can finally be myself. They're showing me as I truly am, an actor in the city I love, the city of angels. It's just me and my best friend, my double, against the world.
Oh, the last Quentin Tarantino movie.
Once Upon a Time, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood,
yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, fair. Good.
Cool.
Very good pen game as well.
Again, oh,
yeah, yeah, sick.
GG's.
Nice. All right, cool. Leo, so 1 point for Fuhad.
Six for him, though.
Yeah, six, man. Three.
I like this game. I realize it's a thinker.
Mm. Very good.
It's a thinker. Because if you hadn't said, this is an actor, actress, I would have screamed Thorfinn from the first bar.
Oh, okay, okay.
Screamed it. And I would have been devastated knowing I'm wrong. But who else could it be?
Yeah. I was going to... At the next description of movie at Inception, I would have, that would have been me.
Mm,
I would have,
fair.
I needed, fair. One more movie.
But no, strong.
Gang. All right, okay, cool. You've got a thread for us.
I do. So the thread is, or the question is rather, what's a sexual satisfaction that you didn't know you liked till somebody brought it to your attention?
Okay.
Yeah. And
I think I saw this post.
Yeah, so it was a post and I'm just reading out the comments.
Cool.
Money left on the nightstand.
Oh, dear. Triggering. Money left on the nightstand, you know?
Money left on the nightstand.
They didn't know they liked that.
Yeah, they didn't know they liked
it. Like, yeah, get a taxi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You deserved
it. Yeah, this is for you. Go get some shoes.
When they step on your head whilst in doggy.
I saw that comment. I saw replies to that comment. Yeah. Thing is, that comment, I saw that comment. That's the only one I saw. Mm. That split the crowd.
I'm not surprised.
Half the galley were like, this.
Yeah,
this?
Yeah.
The rest of them were like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We know where I land.
The weirdest one for me is so many people are against mouth spitting.
People hate mouth spitting.
So many people.
I've probably said on this podcast like four times and every single time I was like, someone take James's mic when he comes to this mouth spitting stuff.
I just don't understand what's so heinous about it. If
you think about it as a concept, yeah. It's grim.
Oh, yeah, as a concept, yeah. But
it doesn't transfer over to any other situation in your life.
Yeah, it just shows how dark the space we're in right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Is but so when it, dark and yummy.
Yeah, when you're mentally in, you can only achieve it when you're mentally in that space.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's the same as lipsin. So it's
exactly.
It's lipsin.
We're just lipsin without tongues or lips.
Yeah,
or lips.
They overgas it. Anyway, what's a sexual satisfaction that you didn't know you liked till somebody brought it to your attention? Was making up after an argument about another girl and she slapped the fuck out of me while she was riding me. And he put an emoji like, yeah, he didn't know he was on that. There's slap the fuck out of me.
Slap the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
There's a I've said it before. One of my favorite movies is a film called Sideways.
Okay.
With Paul Giamatti and another guy. I can't remember the other actor's name. Thomas Hayden Church. I didn't know his name. Sandra Oh's in it as well.
Okay.
But I spoke about it before. It's like two best friends. They go on a like bachelor weekend.
Okay.
And Paul Giamatti plays a character called Miles. Thomas plays a guy called Jack. Jack's the one getting married. Mm-hmm. Miles just wants a chill weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go to wine country. He's like, we're going to drink some wine. Mm-hmm. We're going to chat. We're going to like reminisce. Mm-hmm. It's going to be decent. It's going to be a great like weekend. Mm-hmm. Jack's like, I need puss. I need it.
Yeah.
I'm banging this weekend.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Miles is like, please no.
Yeah.
So anyway, Jack gets himself in trouble. Mm. He bangs one waitress, the husband comes home, is fucked. He has to run home naked, he damn near gets hypothermia. But anyway, he leaves the wedding rings at the girl's house. So he sends Miles in there to sneak in there in the middle of the night and get the rings. When he sneaks in there, the husband's in there, banging the waitress is like, you wanna cheat on me, yeah? And she's like, I'm such a whore. He's banging her. And I was like, that's so unhealthy, also healthy at the same time.
Yeah,
your ability to forgive is something I can't fathom.
Yeah.
It's like, that's insane.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's unhealthy. I'll say it's unhealthy, but sexy.
Yeah.
That's the line.
Yeah, it was very cucky, very interesting. Mm. But yeah, it was It was nuts.
Fucking hell. Left the rings, man.
Yeah.
Messed up. Right. Sexual satisfaction you didn't know you liked until someone brought it to your attention. Sucking my toes. Lord, I had no clue I was with that shit.
Jeez.
I think a lot of things is all about, we've spoken about this about getting your ass ate.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the confidence it's delivered in.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. 100%.
Like, I think a lot 100%. Of times, like, if a girl likes getting her toes sucked, I think 50% of that satisfaction is knowing how badly he wants to do it.
Mm, okay, I hear you.
Like, I remember the first time I had top. It was hell.
Hell in what sense?
Because she wasn't about it.
Oh.
It was like, we were learning stuff together.
I remember the first time I had top.
It,
I don't tell a lie. I don't remember the first time I had top. I remember the first time I had top with a girl I had sex with. I lost my virginity too.
Okay. Huh. That was different.
That was, she was experienced.
Yeah, yeah. I remember the first time I had experienced top.
Yeah.
I told you, man, about the harmonica thing.
Yeah! Yeah, yeah. That's what it sounded like, yeah.
Making music. I was doing limericks. I was doing limericks to stop from lying. Wow.
Oh, God. Right. Sexual satisfaction you didn't know you liked until someone brought it to your attention. Rosé and back shots at the same damn time.
Oh, dear. That's an evening.
Yeah.
Rosé and back shot.
At the same damn time.
That's buck wild.
That is buck wild.
Okay, fair. I can see why that would, Yeah, that's an experience. Yeah. And you know Donnie's grabbing that bowl.
Yeah.
You know he's grabbing that bowl. Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hair pull was down with that.
Yeah, he's
in there.
Yeah. That's the one where he takes a swig and
Yeah.
The transfers.
Yeah. Fuck! That's a visual. Huh. That's a visual. Yeah. It's a visual. Damn.
Oh, God.
All right, next
one. Yeah, anyway, we need to be stopped.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Carry on.
Public play.
Yeah. See the appeal.
The eating of the inside of the buns. Outstanding technique. Outstanding technique.
Wow. Okay, cool.
Scamming the government.
All right, chill.
And last one.
A sexual satisfaction.
Scamming the government.
Fraud.
It just turns me
on.
I can't help it.
Yeah, wow, okay, cool.
Last one, big areolas. Shake my head, I don't know why, but that shit turns me all the way on.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, bro.
Fair play. Nice. Cool, man, that was a juicy one, guys. Thank you very much for that. As always, if you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel.
Yes, sir.
If you want to see more content, if you want to see us stand up out of the chairs and do some fun shit, please send it over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs. Watch 4 years of bonus content for simply £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P to S&G. Also, get involved with our brand new show, The Log Cabin, which is very well received. It's a lot of fun. So head on over there right now and get involved. And lastly, if you're listening on any audio apps and you made it this far, please leave us a nice review. It means the world to us. And love.
Go, go.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.